This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out as always to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody else working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and bringing supplies down here to the hurricane zone, as well as our bulk mail centers and our mail haulers, Felix and the gang, as well as our suicide jockeys delivering the gas, delivering the diesel, delivering the jet fuel, and, of course, our Amazon workers in the warehouse and out there with the trucks as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Donald Trump's Truth Social social platform, and we're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And don't forget, you can go over to our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and either communicate with us that way, or listen to the show, or just take a look and see what we're up to. All right, joining us right now, we have Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Would you like to do that?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, a story that really doesn't have any consequence, but they're putting it out there for whatever type of value consumption that people want to look at. It's the fact that federal investigators believe that they have sufficient evidence to charge President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, with tax crimes and making false statements about a gun purchase. In fact, at the beginning of the summer, they said that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a rehash of a story. It is coming from an informed source, but the question is, if the prosecutor in Delaware isn't going to do anything with it, then it's a non-story except for the exposure of the story once again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not shocking that it's getting so much attention in the media and so close to the midterms. It's obviously sending a message from who, I'm not sure. What the message is kind of unclear, but one could construe it to mean, hey, Mr. Biden, we're going into the midterms. This is a shot across the bow. Don't run in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, this story is going to get more feet, and the media is not going to be as sycophantic as it was last time. But that's all conjecture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hunter Biden's gotten away with every single thing that he's done in the past without consequence.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens. But if I'm the prosecutor up at Delaware, you know that I've got a lot of pressure coming from Washington saying, don't touch this.
Yep. Yep, I totally agree. Speaking of don't touch this, President Joe Biden stepped in to overhaul U.S. policy on marijuana yesterday by pardoning thousands of people with federal offenses for simple marijuana possession and initiating a new review of how the drug is classified. Now, keep in mind, the people that he pardoned actually were people that pled down from a higher charge.
Yeah, this blanket commutation, as it were, did it include people who had it packaged for distribution? Did this cover people who actually were dealing it? If that's the case, then this was a very bad move and one meant to actually garner some political benefit going into the midterms in 2024. If it's simply for people who were using and who are holding an ounce or less, then I got to applaud them. When you have it legal in so many states to use and to buy over the counter, even if you have to get a medical marijuana card, you can't be having people in prison on federal charges for possession. It's kind of ridiculous, but if this move blankets in people who had it packaged for distribution and who were dealing in pounds instead of stuff for personal use, yeah, then that was kind of a mistake, because you don't pardon people who are tripping drugs, especially even if it is marijuana. You don't give amnesty and pardons to people who are drug dealers. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yep, very true. And by the way, a federal judge temporarily blocked parts of New York's new restrictive weapons law, so Gun Owners of America, a nonprofit grassroots lobbying organization, can sue to challenge the legislation.
And this is just a whittling away of I'm happy to see this, because the law in New York was whittling away at rights. We're in a constant battle here to look at the Bill of Rights and say, these are not things that are suggestions. And Second Amendment rights, the gun laws that happen in these blue states, and even at the federal level, chip away and chip away and chip away at the Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's not negotiable. The Bill of Rights is not negotiable because of the politics of the day.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. UndergroundUSA.com. Go over there, check it out. See all the great stuff that he does, and I'll be right back.
This is Frank Silvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health, as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank Silvato, a brother of the badge and a former firefighter himself. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and their Moss Nissan division. Now, Moss Nissan has added a new dealership up there in Brooksville. And I'll tell you what, you folks in Brooksville, you are so lucky to have that dealership there. So lucky. They're located on State Route 50, just east of the Suncoast Parkway. You get off the Suncoast Parkway and look to the right side, and they're the second driveway in. You go up the little, looks like a frontage road, and turn right in the driveway, and you are there. Now, I'll tell you something. Moss Nissan, with all the dealerships they've got, the reason they're so successful is a couple of things, in my opinion. Number one, they are the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all veterans, all active duty military, all first responders, active and retired, and all church pastors get great deals afforded to them on the new or certified pre-owned vehicles they buy. Now, as if that's not good enough, how about MossCare? It gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. How about that? You can't beat that. Nobody's doing that anywhere. And let's not forget about the great selection of about 500 new and pre-owned vehicles at the dealerships. How do you like that? So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell me Captain sent you and wants to see what happens then. All righty, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com is back with us. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
If I were to tell you I was looking for some equity in the distribution of the disaster relief funds and supplies coming to my neighborhood, I wanted equity. Now, Kamala Harris said that, and I kind of just looked and I thought for a second. I said, who in the hell are you to say that?
Yeah, that's she has outed herself as a dramatic an extreme racist in those comments. And anybody who is thinking that she has the right idea is a racist.
Yep.
You know, the left has contorted itself to try and redefine what racism is, and they failed, because anybody with even two cells of gray matter understands that racism has to do with judging someone by the color of their skin.
Mm-hmm.
You're not born with it. It's not systemic. If you're white, you're not automatically a racist. It's when you start doing politics and viewing everything through the lens of skin color. What Kamala Harris said in saying that we should be dealing out disaster relief with equity and focusing on minority neighborhoods and communities of color is probably the most racist thing that anyone from this administration has said. And there's been a lot of racist statements coming out of this administration.
Yep.
How dare she? How dare she? Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what your skin color is on anything to begin with. But during a disaster, to try and sort people ideologically or politically when they are in need, she's an embarrassment to what Americanism is. And if Biden runs again, she shouldn't be anywhere near that ticket.
All right, let me go to the phone line. We've got one of our friends up in Georgia on the line here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? And, wait a minute. What's your name? And darn it, let me get this right. What's your name, caller?
Hey, Laredo, out of Mount Austin, bro.
Hello, Laredo.
It's Laredo.
How are you?
Yes, sir. Hey, I just thought I was going to call in on. He's absolutely right. Anybody that wants to put race in on relief for anything like that, they're so far offline, so I don't even know what to think about the whole bunch of them up yonder. Mm-hmm. But then you look at Dr. Fauci with all of his turnarounds about what he said the whole time with this COVID bull.
Yep. Yep.
The whole bunch of them is idiots.
Yep.
That's all you can say for them.
That's true.
But to put race in any kind of relief thing, and all this here thing about these, they want to change all the names and all these military bases and all that.
Yeah.
When are the government officials going to grow a set of
gonads?
tell these people where they can go and leave this stuff alone.
Yep. We got 30 days, roughly, Laredo, and then we can tell them where they can go.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, like I say, you know, always God bless y'all, appreciate what y'all are doing, but this here whole thing with all this race bull is stupid. That's all you can say. It's just pure stupid.
Yep.
And one more time, let's go, Brandon. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you very much. Okay. That's our buddy. That's our buddy up there in the Valdosta, Georgia area, listening to us on Scott James Station up there. Yeah, he's right. Yeah, he's right.
That's a common sentiment that's starting to boil all over the country.
Yeah.
We're tired of being told that we're racist. We're tired of being told that we have systemic racism in every aspect of our community. We're tired of being told that if you're born a certain color, you're racist just because you're born.
Yep.
We're tired of the race card playing political class that has bastardized everything.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to just redefine things because you want to push an ideological issue. You either make a logical argument to make your case based on fact and truth, or you are just a manipulator. And when you look at this entire race-based political movement that's been happening ever since the Obamas came to office, and a little bit before, but it got supercharged with Obama.
Yep.
It's nothing but opportunists trying to gin up divides so they can cobble together demographic factions to get to 51% in any election.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give a damn about society. They don't give a damn about community. They don't give a damn about you.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about a little oil here, because this is another deal that's gone south. At the president's direction, the Department of Energy will deliver another 10 million barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to the market next month as part of this historic 180 million barrel release the president ordered back in March. and the president will continue to direct the SPR releases as necessary. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but is this not called the Strategic Oil Reserve, not the Political Oil Reserve?
Well, of course, and it's we're meant to have it in cases of, oh, I don't know, maybe China landing people in California.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we need to go to war, we need to have this. And with the comment there that just makes my teeth itch is as necessary. You may release more as necessary.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessary to release one barrel. We were energy independent before his policies were put into place.
You bet.
We were exporting energy to the rest of the world because we are so rich in our natural resources.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't have to touch the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Not a drop.
Mm-hmm.
He could have just said, well, I guess these green policies that's forcing people to actually go to what we call sustainable energy, but was proven that it doesn't sustain anything in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Texas went into their energy problems because there was no wind, the solar wasn't working, and their grid shut down, they proved beyond doubt that sustainable energy, the green energy, isn't ready for prime time.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to force it anyway because too many of their cronies have too much money to be made in the green energy sector.
By the way,
the Obamas did it too. So we don't have to touch the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Mm-hmm. Just rescind your policies that crippled our energy independence, and we'll just be just fine.
By the way, how do you think that green energy is working up there in Wyoming and Montana?
Well, it's not.
I wonder why.
Yeah, green energy is not ready for prime time. I'm not against it either. You get it to a point where it's dependable and it's affordable, and I'm all for it. But it's not ready yet. If they took half of the money they're spending in propaganda on green energy,
yep,
and put it towards research and development to perfect it,
yep,
we'd already have it.
Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with you. All right, caller, hang on. We're going to go to a break, and I'll take you. You'll be the first one up when we come back if you want to just hang in there, caller. You know, Frank, we are cruising along as things go along today, and the price of oil continues to go up, and it's not going to go down anytime soon as long as these clowns are in there. And we've got to turn this around. Again, we have an election coming up, ladies and gentlemen. You have the opportunity to turn this country on its heels and turn it around and put it back where it needs to be. We'll be right back with more. Frank Silvato, too, and our callers, 877-969-8600. I will return. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With OPEC Plus cutting back oil production by 2 million barrels a day and the administration's war on the oil and gas industry in America, a decision on how to fix this quagmire has come from the White House, easing sanctions on Venezuela to let Chevron drill in that country. The Washington Post is reporting charges are imminent against President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, over tax and gun offenses. Critics suggest that he is getting a presidential treatment deal after a four-year investigation by Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss. Missing in the charges are money laundering and violations of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, as revealed by the Biden laptop. The death toll from Hurricane Ian surpassed 100 on Thursday as Floridians continue to return home to the devastation left behind. Roughly 140,000 homes remain without power. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, and we've got an action-packed and very informative type show today. Had a lot of great phone calls. And by the way, we have teamed up with Food for the Poor here on the Captain's America Third Watch and the Salem Media Group stations here in Tampa and Sarasota to provide relief for the Hurricane Ian survivors. Now, all you have to do is go to the AnswerTampa.com or the AnswerSarasota.com website and click on the Hurricane Ian relief banner and give whatever you can afford to give. It's no set amount. It can be whatever you want it to be. We're not telling you what to do or how to do it. It's whatever you want it to be. Or you can text the word Tampa to 41444. That's Tampa to 41444. And give whatever it is that you want to give to help out these hurricane victims. And God knows they're going to need plenty of help over the next year or more. All right, first let me go back to Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain, hey, is that the release being dispensed with equity?
Yeah, it's being dispensed. I'll tell you how it's being dispensed. It's being dispensed by the people on the ground that see who needs it. Doesn't matter if they're green, black, purple, what they are. Whoever needs it is getting it.
What a novel concept, helping people who need it.
That's right. All right, well, we've got
Kamala.
Yeah, Kamala. Yeah, there's another one. All right, well, we've got Audra on the phone, Audra Christian, and Audra Christian is with a group called Town Hall Patriots. Now, they are a very patriotic and a very powerful, loud-voiced group here in the Tampa Bay area, and I told Audra that I would like to hear what she has to say about all the different things that are going on right now, especially this. Let's start with our own state, Audra, and good morning.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce.
Let's start with our own state, Florida.
Sure.
Yep.
Well, let's see. Are you talking about hurricane relief, what's going on with hurricanes, or the gas crisis going on?
Well, we had Biden come down here. We had Kamala down here, and they're trying to tell us that, well, the blacks aren't getting it, and, well, the people are, there's no equity in this. Get out of here. Just get out of here.
Oh. That's total fake news. I know that we have people that are reacting and taking care faster than FEMA is. We have multiple groups down there in Fort Myers and in that area. You have everything from retired military donating their time to protect everything that's being donated by these private groups, you know, all the way down to actual the Cajun Navy, which is all volunteer-based and citizen-based, where they're still doing search and rescue and then also recovery. So that's all being done by citizens. And I know that there are certain places that people have kicked FEMA out because FEMA has come in and told people that, you know, we're going to come in, we're going to take care of everything, we're going to set everything up, but you can't live here for a year. And people are like, get out of town. We're going to do that on ourselves, and we'll do it faster.
Well, I know the Cajun Navy was invited in, so it wasn't that they just showed up down there because they are part of the emergency response group through FEMA. I know about that because I've worked for them.
Yeah.
So that's a good deal. And they're really good at what they do. And they are doing rescue. You are right. And that's one of the things that we still see people being rescued, being taken out of their homes. And unfortunately, they're looking through the wreckage to find bodies. And yes, they're finding those too, which is why the death toll is slowly starting to go up. But kudos to the local people who are actually trying to do something about this, because I know Frank has been through a storm or two up there where he's at, up in the panhandle, and you guys did the same thing up there, right, Frank?
Yeah, absolutely. All hands on deck. People came in an organized manner and understood that there could only be one, there's only one chef at the kitchen. You know, you don't come in and expect to be the leader. You don't come in and expect to be the person who runs the show just because you're volunteering. You've got to come in an orderly fashion and execute. Otherwise, it takes twice as long to get anything done. So.
Yeah, and that's why they're doing what they're doing, because these people are reaching out. Now, Audra, I think there's a lot of church activity going on here, is there not?
Oh, a ton. I know Abundant Life Ministries up here in Pinellas County, Florida. I know a church in Tampa. A ton of churches are taking U-Hauls of just provisions that volunteers are just giving. And they're going down almost every single day bringing water. I mean, things you wouldn't think about, like shaving cream. And people still don't even have running water in some areas.
Well, soap.
So, or food. I mean, you're always, what, 3 days away from complete, you know, society collapse.
Right.
And so you have volunteer, like I said, retired military down there that have to even guard people to keep them safe. And I haven't been down myself. I'm not going down because I would be a gawker, and I don't have the skill set they need at this point in time. But one thing we're not going to see is the resolution of this issue for a long time. Like you said, it's going to be at least a year.
Yes.
I mean, it's going to take a long time to rebuild. You're talking about my concern as a real estate professional is that you're going to have issues with insurance, building zoning laws, all that kind of stuff is going to come into play in the next few years. And one good thing that comes out of these hurricanes where there's complete disaster is that better qualified building regulations come in.
Right.
And then where you can and cannot build, because everybody moves here thinking Florida's like Disney, when the truth is, we have an amazing ecology here, and you have to respect that when you build homes.
Mm-hmm. Now, Frank, you remember Hurricane Charlie, right? And you remember when it went up the Punta Gorda, up through Port Charlotte and all that, right? This storm went the same general direction, and some of the buildings that were there were not upgraded. They were just merely rebuilt, so to speak, reconstructed, but they weren't upgraded to the next level or to Category 3 or whatnot. And when I was down there on Sunday, a lot of those buildings that were almost destroyed the first time around, this time the storm got them.
Well, in Florida's got a problem. It's down at the county level, too, pretty much. It's the intrinsically in the panhandle, where developers and government are kind of very, very cozy. And they have a lot to say and a very strong voice when it comes to zoning and how building is done.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe me, try and build a house without a contractor.
Mm-hmm.
It's damn near impossible. So really should be looking at that if government wants to be looking at things going forward to make it more, and I'm going to use a bad word, equitable for every man to build a house.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be built in a safe manner, in a protective manner, and using technology that's been tested by time when it comes to what Mother Nature can do.
Mm-hmm.
And not just because it's a cozy relationship between a developer and a local government.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to stop in the state of Florida.
Now, Audra, I want to give you an opportunity to explain a little bit about your group, because you, unlike some of these other groups that are out there, are the real deal. You actually get involved in things and try to make a difference as people that live in an area. Even the state of Florida, it's not just about Tampa Bay. It's about the state of Florida and even the country. So tell us about Town Hall Patriots.
Sure, yeah. So Town Hall Patriots, you can find us on Facebook if you look for Town Hall Patriots, or you can look for me, Audra Christian, and I can put you in the right direction of where to find the group. But we are one of the largest patriot groups in the state of Florida, and we organically bubbled up 2 years ago with all the insanity that broke out.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have been able to play a huge role in elections, almost like a kindergarten for future candidates. So we have multiple grassroots candidates running.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. There's so much to it. We've learned how to get involved with our local government. We've actually successfully engaged the local Pinellas County GOP, which is incredibly hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you, I am more convinced now that our forefathers were devout Christians and followers of God.
Sure.
Since I started this path, there's no way we can do this if we don't have God on our side.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, our group has been extremely effective in getting a lot of stuff done, from getting, you know, hundreds, and I'm not joking, hundreds of parents to school board meetings to shake the pillars and tell the school board this is not what we want.
Mm-hmm.
We got, I mean, the most we've ever got to a county commissioner meeting is about 85 people.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we had so many people showing up at the county commissioner meeting that the county commissioner started getting escorted by the police.
Mm-hmm.
And they were afraid of us. Like, what are we going to do? We're patriots. We're not burning things. We're not tearing things to the ground.
No.
We're here leaning into the local candidates and local, not candidates, but local politicians, letting them know, guys, mom's home, you didn't do your chores, but you're getting beat. You know, get to duty. Do
here comes the music in my ear. That means we're going to have to let you go. But it's Town Hall Patriots on Facebook. Town Hall Patriots, thank you very much for the great work you're doing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay, and Mr. Frank, we will talk to you on Monday morning. I'm sure the Talking Heads on Sunday will give us plenty to talk about, won't they?
They will, my friend, I'm sure.
All right, take care. All right, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. I'm coming back with a Sports Zone guy, Patrick Heidel.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. And for you folks listening to us around the countryside, if you would like to find out about some really good blinds, really good shades, really good shutters, all made in the U.S. of A., and they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, then I want you to check on Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, they have a phone number, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. You can call them up and ask to see what they can do for you, what they have in terms of parts or full shades or shutters or whatever it is that you need, and you might be surprised at how reasonable they can be for you, and they might even be able to ship you something within a day or two in your backyard, wherever you're located. So they are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, down in Sarasota, Florida. Now, again, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And like other companies that do what they do locally, they will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs in the local area. Now, you can stop by the store, check them out, see what they have to offer, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. So give them a call, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll only help get you some service and maybe save a little money. All right, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, is on the program. Good morning, Mr. Sports Zone quarterback, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning to America.
That's it.
And God bless America. And guess what, Captain? We have America's sport in full gear now. Playoffs. We have the playoffs.
Playoffs! Playoffs!
I'm not kidding. We are talking playoffs. I'm excited about the Rays playing the Cleveland Ball Club.
That could be interesting.
They will, at 12 o'clock start the... And then after that, we'll have the Phillies at the Cardinals. Okay, 2:07 start, and then a 4:07 start. Seattle Mariners, the Mariners, I like to call them, going up to O Canada, Toronto Blue Jays, 4:07 start. And then the big game of the day, Captain, the New York Mets.
Yeah.
They're going to San Diego Padres.
Yep.
Could be a big pitching matchup, Captain. You got Scherzer against Darvish. That should be a great game to watch. So, some exciting baseball this weekend. They're going to play 2 out of 3, Captain. I really like what MLB has done with the playoff system here to make it exciting for the fans and to make it fair for the players. That one and done to me is a little much. You play 162 games. At least let's have a 2 out of 3, you know, knockdown to see who wins it. Now, they play all the games at the home team's park. That one I don't know about. I have to think about that one a little bit more, Captain. You know,
well,
I think they should have a placement game, you know.
Yeah, but I get it, they're trying to cut down a little bit of logistics. You know, you go one place and that's where you're at until you either win the series or lose it. If you win the series, then you get to go back home.
Yeah. No, I got you. No, just, it'd be nice, you know, you play one here, you know. Maybe making it 3 out of 5 type of thing, you know, for the future. I wish they'd cut down on the regular season games and have more playoff games.
Well, I agree with you. I agree with you. I can't believe we're still playing 162 games.
Yeah, something's got to give them.
But then again, if we hadn't played 162 games, would Mr. Judge have hit 61 home runs?
No, you know, that's exactly right. Things can change as far as that's concerned. You know, as far as the records, but people would be smart enough to realize the change and how that would affect the situation. But anyway, ball game last night, Captain, football game, something else, 12-9, not really your barn burner type of football game to say the least, but, this weekend, that won't be indicative of the whole football. Because that game was rough last night, Captain. Talked about it grind out. And then they had a shot to win the Broncos and missed a pass. So it was a 12-9 win for the Indianapolis Colts against the Denver Broncos, you know, and it was a rough one. So anyway, Byron wins his NASCAR appeal, Captain. So he gets moved back above the playoff cut line. So I thought that was a good decision. I thought that was the right thing to do in that department. So I'm glad about that. Tom Brady returned to full practice yesterday. So we'll see what he does the rest of the year, Captain, with his personal life going on and how the team's having some injury issues. Another wide receiver, Cole Beasley, retired the other day. So a lot of things going on at the one buck place. It's going to be interesting to see how it thinks out the year.
Well, I kind of get what's going on. I realize he's married to football, not necessarily Giselle and whatnot. But then again, it becomes what it becomes. He's dedicated himself to this one last year, and I do believe this is his last year because of what's transpired now. So I think that he's done after this year, one way or the other.
Well, that's fine, Captain. I mean, if he gets divorced, then he doesn't have to, promise to be at home.
I just don't see him coming back for another year. He's lost a little bit of what he had. You can tell that.
Yeah, I agree with you, Captain. Well, speaking about lost what you have, there's always in life, Captain, as you know, there's loss and there's gain and there's opportunities. And there's opportunities now. There's going to be new Medicare plans out this year, Captain, that I can help people out with and can care for them. A lot of things changing. Matter of fact, Medicare has lowered it to 170.10 to 164.90. So I think that was a nice move. I thought they raised it too high last year. Now I think that's a more realistic rate for people. Hopefully they'll get a raise in January also. Everybody on Social Security to help them out. But it behooves you to give me a call at 813-966-1052. Real easy number. 813-966-1052. I can help you out with Medicare, meet your insurance needs. Let's develop the right plan for you, the right program that fits your wants and needs. Not what fits the doctors, not what fits the insurance company, but what fits your needs. And I can do that for you. I've done it for Captain. I've done it for a lot of people. Been in the business for over 30 years. I can be of help to you in the Medicare field and in the insurance field.
And that's a pretty good trick because you're only 29.
Go ahead, Cap. I'm sorry?
That's a pretty good trick because you're only 29.
I wish, Captain. I like to say 49 and hold, but I'm not. Mm. That was good, Cap. I appreciate you, man. Well, have a great weekend, Captain. I'll see you Sunday. Everybody, be safe out there. We'll be doing the show 11 to 12 on Sunday. You can stream us, the Sports Zone. Check us out on this flagship station, AM 860, The Answer. We greatly appreciate you. Again, give me a call. Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052. Love to talk sports with you. Have a cup of coffee with you if I can help you out with your insurance. God bless you, Captain.
All right, see you again. All right, that's Patrick Highland, the Sports Zone quarterback. And again, you can catch him by going to, oh, by the way, there's a Facebook page for him as well, the Sports Zone. And, of course, he's on Facebook with a personal page, but you can communicate with him over there, or you can certainly communicate with him on Sundays by catching his show, The Sports Zone. And there's a Facebook page for that, so go take a look at it. You'll also see the podcast over there that they put up over there. Now, it's going to be a busy weekend. The talking heads are going to be going nuts over everything that's transpired here in the last few days. You know it. I know it. We all know it. As far as what else is going to transpire over the weekend, I don't have any idea. But I will tell you this. We've created the mess that we're in by electing the people we elected. Now, I'm not going to find fault with anybody, but I am going to tell you we got an election coming up. And by God, we better get this one right. You better be paying attention. We better get this election right. Don't just throw somebody in there because, I like the way he parts his hair. Or, she's so pretty. I like her. Well, let's get some people in there that have some substance, that know what the hell they're talking about, that have a track record on which to run, whether they're an incumbent running for re-election or whether they're somebody new that'll blow the incumbent right off the railroad tracks. Whatever the case is, take a look and remember, it's all about we the people and America here on this show. All about America first, we the people, and we're going to get her done. All right, folks, I'll see y'all tonight. God bless America, and let's go, Brandon!
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.